Hi, welcome to today's podcast. Today we are going to talk about five simple steps to help you create a revenue generating online course. Now, the goal of this podcast is that you take action, you take, you put to practice what we've covered, because the online course industry is like a massive $300 billion. Surely you want your slice of that cake, surely you want to get some money from that. And if you are an entrepreneur, then you definitely have some personal or professional experience that you could convert into a course. And so today we're going to help you take that step, create that course, and start generating income for your online business. Now, my guest today is Dr. Destiny Kopp. She actually has a podcast called, I think, the Course Creators MBA, where she talks about how to create courses. But I guess formally, better introduce her. She's a marketing expert that helps entrepreneurs market their online businesses, their courses, and their membership sites. So, welcome to the For Her Empire podcast. I'm your host, Abby Mwaucha. And in this podcast, we address the personal and the business issues that female entrepreneurs face in their day-to-day lives. So once again, as I mentioned, our guest is the lovely, the gorgeous, the Dr. Destiny Kopp.
Abby, thank you so much for that introduction. I'm super excited to be here today and look forward to chatting with you.
Yeah, so can you tell us a bit more about yourself?
Yeah, so I'm happy to jump into it. And I'll go into a little bit more detail about how I got into entrepreneurship because I think that might be interesting for some folks. And the reality is, I got into it very late in life. When I graduated from college, I worked in accounting, then I went into finance and later into marketing. But honestly, for many, many years, I wanted to start my own business. And back then, it wasn't as easy as it is today. I mean, today, there's so many different tools and options out there that just weren't available to us at that point in time. So fast forward, in my career, I did a lot of different things, worked in marketing, I worked in higher education, in online courses and teaching online. But, I just really never got past the fact that I really just wanted to start my own online business. So after, several different careers and pivoting, I said, you know what? I'm going to do this thing. I've been wanting to do it for a long time. And so that's when I decided to start my own online business. And I had been teaching online for about, over 15 years by the time I started my own online business.
Like the
And that's
experience to
kind of
back it
how,
up.
yeah. So that's how I got into helping people create their own online courses and memberships. And I've been in marketing for a long time. I've taught, I have a doctorate in marketing. I taught at the graduate, undergraduate, and doctoral level in marketing. So I really wanted to combine those two skills.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what I do today. So I help people market and grow their online businesses, specifically related to online courses and membership. So scale that.
Okay, so I guess we'll just jump into it right now. So like almost every one of us has seen an online course or taken an online course, whether it's the free ones or the paid ones. And like I'm a big fan of HubSpot Academy, so I take almost all of this their certification course, and I look at the production of their online courses. They look at myself and I'm like, well, this is them. This is me. What is happening right now? So like, how can I create like a decent course? Maybe not HubSpot Academy decent, but still decent enough looking course without going bankrupt or going broke.
Oh, so you actually bring up a very good point. And a lot of people, when they start thinking about developing online courses, they're looking at like these companies out there that have, marketing budgets of thousands and thousands, a hundred of thousands of dollars. And they're like, I can't create anything like that. But the reality is, it is so easy to create your own online course. And anybody can do it. Literally, if you have, and I can even walk you through some of the things. If you only have a cell phone, you can, a
Please
mobile
tell us,
phone,
yes.
you can still create your own online course. So, but I'm going to walk you through the steps and I'll get to the exact points that you just asked me today. So I want to really emphasize how easy it is for folks to create a quality course, like one that you would be so excited and proud to bring to the marketplace. Like anybody can do it. It is that easy. So the one thing I do want to mention is the first thing that you need to do, and everybody needs to do this before they start even creating a course, is you need to make sure that you build your audience first. And you want to make sure that you have an audience to sell to, and you want to, you know, talk to them. You want to, you know, build that audience, whether it's building an email list, building a social media following, because what's going to happen if you don't do that first, when you go to sell your course or you go to launch your course, you're not going to have anybody to sell it to.
I can definitely confirm that. I had done a course on Udemy in 2018, I think. And for the first 9-ish months after I had the course out, I got nothing. It's only now that I'm getting like some money coming from Udemy every other month. But at first I had done nothing, and I didn't even use the thing where you create like free coupons to share it with your friends to get reviews. So I had not done any of that. I just put it in and I'm like, yeah, let's do this. So yeah, I agree. If you don't have an audience, you get nothing.
Yeah. So that's, you know, that's one step that a lot of people miss. And the other value of building your audience for first is that you can get, you know, you can ask them, what do they need from you? So that you're not creating, you don't want to go out there and create a course, right, that the market doesn't want, that your audience doesn't want. So you want to make sure you do your market research first, and that it doesn't have to be extensive. It can be you getting on a Zoom call with your people in your, on your email list, or people that you know that your ideal customers, and just talking with them and asking them, what do they want? It could be you starting a free Facebook group and getting people into your Facebook group and just talking to them and finding out, you know, what do they need help with? What are their pain points? What are their migraines? What can you help them solve? So that is the absolute first step that you need to do. Now, after that,
I have a question. how big of an audience, or how large an audience would I need to have for me to take this step one as done?
Yeah, so that's a great question. And the reality is you don't need a large audience. I've had people that I've interviewed, I've had clients and customers that I've worked with that they only had, 500 people or less, either in a, like a Facebook group or on social media or on their email list. And that, but they were engaged, right? They were engaged with them. They were helping them. So that, I consider that to be a very, very tiny audience. You know, if you only have like 500 people in your ecosystem, whether, you know, just in that group, but you're talking to them, you're asking them what they need, that is fine. But I don't think there's a set number. I would just say you need people that you know you can help. It may be people, you know, you can maybe find like 10 people to go through like a beta type course with you, and that would be fine. So, you know, find the people that you can help and start, you know, working with them and helping them.
Okay.
So, you know, taking it from there, let's just say that you have those people, you have those 10 people that you can help, you can, you know, walk them through your beta course. Some of the first things that you need to do there next is to create your outline. So basically what you're going to do, you're going to outline what you're going to teach in the course or how you're going to help them. So really, when you're thinking about an online course, you need to look at the end goal. So the end goal is the promise transformation. What are your students or your clients going to, you know, be able to do or accomplish by the end of your course? So, and you're going to use that to outline your course. So maybe you're taking them through a step-by-step process. And so that would be your outline. So in your outline, you would have your steps, and you would also outline any type of supplemental material that you need to create to help them achieve that promise transformation. So that could be a workbook. It could be cheat sheets, checklists, that sort of thing. So you'll also include that in your outline.
So have an audience, create an outline. That's number two, right?
Yes, number two would be create an outline. The third step, if you're ready for me to kind of go to the third step, and this kind of gets into your question that you asked earlier about this big production, there's a couple of things you can do. So now we've already, you know, created the outline. Now we need to create our content or build our slides. It can be as simple as going and do like a Google type presentation, or if you have PowerPoint, creating some slides. And, you know, later we can do the voiceover, but let's just say that you don't even have that. You don't even have have access to a laptop or a PowerPoint. I have seen great audio courses that people have created on their phone and launch those in the marketplace. And those have done tremendously well because people love to learn on the go. And just to give you another example of an audio course, I have later on this month, I have a book coming out on Amazon. It's called Launch Your Online Course Business in 90 Days or Less. As part of that, in that book, as a lead magnet, I have an audio only course. So I didn't do any type of videos for it. I didn't create any slides or any presentations for it. It's basically an audio version of the book. So, and that's what's in there. And I also included a workbook. So that's another example of an audio course.
Sorry, I asked any questions. Okay, now the audio course, which I like because I can just use my phone and record it. So question one within the question, do I have to do like lots of audio editing to make the audio course sound like high master and kind of like that?
You know, I don't when I do audio. So when I do audio, I can record on my phone and just speak into it. You can also do something similar to what you and I are doing now. And I've done this also for audio where I've just put Zoom up on my computer and, you know, and recorded the meeting, if you would, and stripped out the audio portion only. Yeah. So didn't include the video. So I just included the audio. Yeah. And that has worked very well for an audio course. So it's super, super simple to do an audio course.
Oh, and where do you sell audio course? Like when I think of online courses, I mean, and I you can put it on Udemy or Skillshare because it's like video. For an audio course, how would you sell that or deliver it?
Yeah, so a lot of the online course platforms out there, like Teachable, Thinkabit, Kajabi, they have, you know, you can just upload audio. So you can sell it from there. So I think you'll have to go in and look at, there's a lot of different online course platforms. There's Padilla, Learn Worlds. There's a lot of different ones. And most of them out there, you can just upload audio to it and sell it from the online course. You can add anything else in there that you want to, like workbooks too. So they'll do video and they'll do audio.
Oh, wait. So if I don't have the video and have only the audio, and let's say Teachable and Thinkific, because I've used this. How does a student, do they like download it or they can listen to it in audio like directly on their browser?
Yeah, so in Kajabi, there's a Kajabi app. So I have all my stuff in Kajabi. So there's a Kajabi app that the students can download and put on their phone, and they can just listen to it just like they would a podcast. So if they're in their car driving to work, they can just download that app and just listen to it. So super simple, super, super simple. That yeah. Okay. And the reason why I'm becoming a bigger fan of audio is my students are telling me they don't have time to sit in front of computers all day and watch videos.
Yeah.
But with the audio, they can learn on the go. They can learn when they're walking their dog. They can learn when they're on the treadmill. So I'm becoming a bigger fan of audio only. So even in my courses where I include video, I also include the audio just in case they can't sit in front of the computer and watch the videos all the time.
I like how the course creation is shifting. Like before it used to be like heavily video, but now there's like an audio part, like audiobooks in a way. Like have your earpiece and on the go you're learning. I like that.
It's
easy to produce. So that's fun.
Yeah, super easy to produce. And that kind of walks us into the next step, right? So the next step is kind of recording the video. So if you're doing a video course, a lot of times, I even do this today for my video courses, is I just have the PowerPoint up. And sometimes I put my picture up there. Sometimes I don't, depending on whether I had the makeup on or not.
Okay.
Yeah. And I'll just do like a screen share and just record my voiceover with the slides. So going back to your question before that, you know, HubSpot, I know they have all this crazy animation and all this, you know, cool stuff in there. You know, your students, quite frankly, they're not looking for that from you. So just do a voiceover of a PowerPoint or a Google type presentation and, you know, you're good to go. I mean, it just, the only thing that I would say, and this is, you know, becoming more and more of a trend, is make sure your videos are short. So you want to give your students quick wins. And really what we're seeing, no more than 10 minutes. I mean, 10 minutes is the absolute longest a video should be in a course. It really needs to be even, you know, 5 minutes or less. So try to keep your videos super, super short. And if they're super short, then the students can kind of go through them. They'll go through them like Netflix style. So they're like, oh yeah, I can watch another 5 minute video. Where, you know, if you give them a 30 minute one, they're like, no, I don't have time for that. So the super, you know, keep them really, really short so they can go through them. So that's recording them. And then the next step is, once you have everything created, right? You have your workbooks created, your cheat sheets, you know, if you're doing audio only, you have your audio done, you have your, if you do a videos, you have all their voiceovers done of the PowerPoints, then you're going to need to upload it into your online course platform. So you basically need a system where your students can go to view your course. So there's a lot of different options out there. We've touched upon it in the conversation here already. So it can be, you know, Kajabi, Thinkific, Teachable, Podia, Learn Worlds. I mean, there's a lot of them out there. I actually have a blog post on my website that goes through and ranks them. And you can see kind of some of the, you know, the rankings from students and, you know, course creators who are using them. So, you know, you'll want to upload it into the platform so that your students can have easy access to it.
Yeah. And okay, now I have two questions. So the first one is, I noticed the feature on Canva that lets you record a video directly from Canva. Like when you create the presentation, then you do the talking head thing. So you can record the video from that. Have you had students who have used that for creating their courses?
I actually have that as a training in one of my courses, where students can use the free version of Canva to create their presentation. Yeah. And then directly from there, they can just record it.
Yeah.
Super easy. People love using that in Canva. And then once they're done recording it, they can just download it and up, they're good to go. So that's another, there's tons of free versions of kind of free tools out there. That's another free tool that people use to create their videos.
Okay,
so thank you for bringing that up.
Thanks. I'm going to try to do some courses. And the question is this. So I have an engaged audience. I've done the outline. Maybe I've used my phone for the audio recording. I've done the worksheets and some workbook to accompany the audio. I've put it on the platform, but then like nothing is happening. How do I get some sales in there?
Yeah, so that's a great next step. So you have your course is basically ready to sell. Now you need to put all the marketing pieces to it. So there's different ways you can do this. And it kind of depends on how you have set up your marketing systems. So maybe the only thing you need to do is create a sales page. So basically it's telling people about your course, you know, what's the promise transformation of it? You know, you want to include some pricing in there. You're going to include all the benefits. What you don't want to do, and the one thing I would caution people about, because this is a lot of people do this, is they just list all the modules and what you're teaching in the modules.
Yeah.
You know, and quite frankly, people don't care that much about that. What they want to, what people are interested though is what they're going to achieve or get by going through your course content. So that's basically what you want to emphasize on that sales page. And once you have your sales page ready, you know, maybe at this point, let's just say you have a Facebook group. You can have do a Facebook Live and teach them something. And at the end, you can say, if you want to take this a step further, you know, go here. I have this course. You can, here's what you, yeah. And here's, you know, and basically you would pitch your course at the end of your Facebook Live. If you have people on your email list, so maybe you've spent time building your email list, you can do a series of kind of value add emails and then walk them through the steps. And then at the end of those value add series, you can, you know, say, oh, by the way, I have this course and here's what, you know, here's what you achieve by going through the course. If you want to take this to the next step, here's your opportunity to do that. So there's a lot of different ways that you can market it. It kind of depends on how you have your marketing system set up.
Okay. You had mentioned a sales page. So yes. Let's say I'm not a copywriter, and what like structure would you say like I have for the course page? I mean, there's a title. I know I have to like explain the transformation in there. I have to say how much it will cost. What would you say? What's the order of the things that should be on the sales page?
So I definitely at the top, you want to kind of position your course with your promised transformation. So, you know, that would be at the top. So what you don't want to do is put the name of your course at the top and put underneath it, like buy now. That's, you don't want to do that. Okay. You want to kind of walk them through kind of the transformation that they would achieve by buying your course. And there's definitely ways to do that. And I do have some extra resources that some free resources that I can, you know, give you the links to so that people can, you know, kind of walk them through, here's what you need to do at each step. You know, I'm not a copywriter either, but I've gotten really good at sales pages over the years. So there is a structure that they can follow to kind of, you know, walk them through what that sales page needs to look like. And what I don't like a lot, you know, a lot of the sales pages or the templates that some of these online course systems like Teachable gives you is basically they give you a template there, but it has like all the modules there. And this is, you know, what you're covering in there. And that, you know, quite frankly, those don't convert that well. It's because your students, they don't care necessarily what's in your module. They just care, you know, what they're going to achieve by the time they finish your course.
Okay. And, so let's say I want to create an online course for the first time. And I've had, there is Kajabi, there is Podia, there is LearnDash, there is Teachable and all of that. If I'm starting out for the first time and I don't want to invest so much money, just in case I don't get the return on investment I want to like start small, see how it goes before I invest more into it. What platform would you recommend I start with?
If your budget is really, really tight, I would start with Thinkific. I think they still have their free plan, so you can load your course onto their system and, you know, you're not having to pay a monthly fee. So I would start there. So that's one option. Another option, if you're really tech savvy, and a lot of people don't go this route because their technical skills aren't there. There are course plugins that you can purchase and put them like on your WordPress site. So that's an option too. You know, if you want to go that route, you just need to have that technical expertise and know how to kind of manage all of that. What I like about the course platforms is you can upload your, you know, your content there and all the tech stuff is kind of handled for you. So that's generally the better route for most people out there.
Yeah, I will agree, because then you wouldn't have to worry about hosting or security or being hacked. Yeah, think that would be the safer option, all things considered.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
I have another question. So I used to follow Danny Ini from Miracy. I think that's his name. So he at some point he used to talk about mini courses. I don't know if it's Danny or if it's Tisha, but I've had some, yeah, that before you do the full course, you do a free mini course to lead to the big paid course. Is that something you'd also recommend, or would you say just create the full paid course?
So I am on, I'm in the, I don't know who you're talking about, but I definitely agree with what they are saying. And that's what I generally teach my students is to start with like a mini course. And the reason why I like that option for several reasons. One is you have that asset out there that you can sell. So a mini course would be like a tiny offer. Generally, they're going to be like $47 or less, depending on whether you're doing B2C or B2B, business to business or business to consumer. And you can use them as a tripwire, right? So if you have a lead magnet and then on your thank you page, you can say, wait before you go. I have this special offer that you might be interested in. So you can sell your mini course on that tripwire, or you can sell it directly, like from, if you're sending it out or posting it in a Facebook group, or if you are sending out to your email list. Mini offers tend to convert very well because they're cheap, no-brainer type offers, right? If you had a $1,000 course, it's a little bit harder to post it in a Facebook group or sending out via email without doing a bigger type of launch, like a 5-day challenge or a webinar type launch. So that's the reason why I love mini courses. The other reason why I love mini courses, you basically have an instant student, you have an instant customer when they purchase it, and it gives them a taste of what it's like to work with you. So that when you have that signature type offer or that larger group coaching program that you want to upsell them to later, they're more likely to purchase from you. So there's a lot of benefits to offering like a mini type course.
And if you're creating your first course, I don't know if it matters, but should your mini course be free or should it be like under $50?
I love free mini courses. I've done them in the past, and I also like low cost ones. So, and I have those too. I think mini courses make great lead magnets, for a lot of different reasons. People love them because they are considered a high value lead magnet because you're really getting something that's substantial, that's something more than just like a PDF cheat sheet or, an ebook. So they feel like they're getting a lot of value out of them, which they are, right? They're getting a ton of value out of them. So they actually invest, you're asking them to invest their time by going through it, and they do. So I think there's a lot of value to do using mini courses as lead magnets. But, I've done in the past where I initially offered it as free. And then later on down the road, I started charging for it. So there's a lot of things that you can do there.
And I've seen this trend. Like this morning, I took a webinar that was called a masterclass, a free mini course, technically. Do I just call it a mini course, or do I call it like a workshop or a masterclass or something fancy?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of different things that you can do, and you can package this stuff up differently. And a lot of people will run like a webinar and, kind of perfect it, and their students and their people who go through it get a ton of value. And then later on, they package it, maybe add an ebook or something to it and repackage it and then sell it for like $47. So there's a lot of different ways that you can package and set up these digital products, these, mini courses or webinars or workshops, and sell them and make money off of them.
And do you like help them actually create the course, or you work with someone to create and market the course?
Yeah, so all of the above. So I have courses that helps them create their course. I have courses that helps them even create a lead magnet. you know, for that course. In our membership, we're launching a new membership coming up, and it's going to, you know, take people from basically point A, where they don't have anything, they don't even have their online business set up, all the way through, you know, they have their business set up, they have their courses set up, and they have students in there, and they're ready to scale to the next level. So my firm and my company, we walk them through basically A to Z.
And you mostly offer, you mostly offer online courses to teach you all of this, right?
So in the membership, we offer a lot of different things. So we have private text-based coaching. So if somebody has a quick question, they can ask us a question. We have monthly accountability type things. So they can come in and ask us anything related to what's going on in their business. We have a private podcast feed. So that's for the members only, that kind of walks them through what we're covering that month. And every month they get basically a new digital product. So they get a new digital course. Like, for instance, one might be a podcast pitch kit, because I think, you know, being visible in the market and doing things like you and I are doing now is so critical, and getting, you know, speaking at summits or speaking at conferences. So we walk them through how to do that. So that's just an example of one of the things that we would cover in our monthly content.
But you have to be a member of the, you have to be a member of the membership.
Yes, you would be a, yes, that would be part of our member community, our paid member community.
That makes sense. And what's the website? Where can somebody find the member community?
Yeah, so you can go to my website, and I have free resources there that, you know, everybody can grab and just get started. If this is something they want to kind of test out and kind of dip their toes in it, just go to my website. On the main page of my website, you can't miss it. You can see the free resources there.
Yeah, and get the website.
It's destinycop.com.
Yeah.
And it's destiny with an I, not a Y.
And the cop has two P's.
That's right. I always say it's like cop, like policeman, but I have two P's there. Yes.
Instead of an I, cop with two P's. So they cop themselves.
Oh, goodness.
And realistically, though, I know we're at this point where if you go on Instagram or Facebook, you'll always see this ad about how you can make like 6 figures in 3 days, or, you know, 7 figures in 90 days. Like, what advice do you have for course creators who are trying to get into this passive income myth of making 6 figures in 30 days?
Well, you know, one thing that I would say, and I know this from my own experience, but also I've interviewed, hundreds of online course creators on my podcast, because we go through their story and kind of their journey. I will say it's not overnight. You know, it does take time. It does take a few years to build up these online businesses. It takes time to build up your audience. It takes time to build up your revenue. In all the people that I've interviewed, I've never heard of anybody saying, oh, I did this in 6 months. Or even 2 years, quite frankly. It's all been, this took me, 3 years, 4 years, 5 years to really get it to where they wanted to. So I would just say start, right? Start with your first offer, start with your first course. I can almost guarantee you what you end up with 3 years or 4 years down the road is going to be different. Your offers are going to change, how you package them is going to change, because you're going to learn so much from your audience as you go through this process. It's an iterative process, right? You learn from your audience. You talk to your customers. It's like this for any corporation out there. I don't care if you're a Fortune 10 company or a Fortune 1000 company. You're continuing to talk to your customers, and you're continuing to change. And it does take time. So you have to be in it for the long haul.
Yeah. And what about for those listening to this who are thinking either one, there's already a course on this topic. Can I still make a similar course when, if I could Google this stuff plus course, I would find one? What advice would you have for them?
So I would say if you have a course idea and you've gone online and there's like 20 other courses that's similar to yours, that tells me that there's market demand for what you want to teach. And that's a good thing. If you went out there and couldn't find anything on it, in that case, I'd probably be a little bit worried, quite frankly. I would say go back and do your research and make sure there's a market demand out there for it. But in the majority of the topics, right, that you're interested, that somebody's going to be interested in teaching, there's somebody out there that's doing it. And I would say, don't let that stop you, because you're going to bring your own talents. You're going to bring your own, experiences to it. There's going to be people that relate to your message and how you teach, because everybody teaches differently. Yeah. You know, you teach differently than I teach, right? So there's going to be people out there that are going to relate to your message and what you have to bring to the world. So I would say, go for it.
Okay. Now, my last question is this. You've had 15 years experience in creating online course. For someone who's listening to this and you're thinking, I don't have 15 years experience, how can I make an online course and expect someone to buy this when I cannot say I have like decades of years? What motivation or what advice do you have for them?
So I, one thing I would say is it is easy. I don't care. Honestly, I have kids in elementary school. They can create an online course. It is that easy to do with this. And I'm not being facetious. There are so many tools out there today. You can create an online course with Zoom. And there's, with the free version of Zoom, you can create an online course. Like we talked about today, you can create an online course with just the voice recording memo on your iPhone. You can do it. There's so many free tools out there. We talked about the free, version of Canva and recording, doing a presentation there and doing the recording. The tools are there. They weren't there 20 years ago when I was actually wanting to start my own business, but they are there today and they're easy to use. They're easy to figure out. And what I would also say is go take a course, like some of the ones that I have to offer that walks you through the steps. And I have tons of free tools in there that you can just pick and use to create your course. It is easy to do it. You shouldn't be intimidated by it. Is super easy to go out there and create your first course. And just know that your first course, you'll get better every time you create one.
Just say your first course is gonna suck. Just say that.
Okay. I mean, my first course, I'm not that proud of it, but hey, I did it.
Yeah, you got good. Congrats. And so let's say I have a phone I can do the audio course on. I have Zoom, I have Canva. So I have the tools I need to create an online course. Maybe I've got an outline as well. But now I'm afraid that I cannot call myself an expert in this topic. What can you say to encourage me to still create that course, even though maybe I don't have like years experience?
So, I think there's a little bit of a misnomer out there, because when we think of an expert, we think of somebody who has this like New York Times best-selling book and, they're the only ones that can do this. That is simply just not true. I can guarantee you that you and everybody out there, you have something that you can teach. You can help somebody who's a little bit, not as far along as you are in a wide variety of subjects. So I'll give you an example. So one of the areas that I have a lot of skill set in and pretty good in is like productivity and organization. Like my house is extremely organized. So if you go into my kitchen, everything's in its spot.
Yeah.
Am I, I'm not, who's that really organized Marie Kondo thing?
Yeah, I know.
Okay. I am not her. Yeah, I am not her, but I do feel like I'm a lot more organized and have a lot more productivity skills than a lot of people out there. So could I teach a course in that? Absolutely. I could if I wanted to, because there are definitely people who I could help. And I think that's how you got to look at it. Are there people out there that I can help? And the answer to that would be yes.
Okay. All right. And once again, to add that if you want to find out more about her membership, as well as for the free resources she had mentioned, is destinycop.com. The website link will be in the video. And if you're listening to this on audio, the website link would be in the description or the show notes below. So you can click on that to get access to her membership, as well as get access to her free resources. I actually just downloaded, before we started this interview, you had like some free Canva presentation on course creation, and actually filled the form for that.
Okay.
Yeah, so I can vouch that, yes, the resources are there. I do have one.
Okay. Yes, you should be on the front page. You can't miss it.
Yeah. And now, what advice do you have for women? Because this podcast is mostly for women who are just starting, let's say, their coaching business, and they want to supplement it with some courses. What advice do you have for them? Like a closing statement, an advice to really push them to like take the step. You have all the resources, create a course.
So what I like about online courses as it relates to coaching, because a lot of coaches that I work with, they have like a group coaching program, or they're maybe working one-on-one today, but they want to move into group coaching so they can scale because they're just getting so burned out by doing the one-on-ones all the time. The people who work with me, generally what they do is they'll add an online course to that group coaching package that they have. And they'll have like the weekly group coaching, but also they'll have the online course so that their students and the people that they're working with in their group coaching can reference it, throughout their whole program. So let's say they have a 6-week program, they use the online course to kind of walk them through. So the advice that I would have is kind of, if this is something that you're interested in, maybe you're doing one-on-one coaching today and you want to move into group coaching, think about, the transformation that you take your clients through. And is there a way, or can you make it easier for them to achieve that promised transformation by having like a course that goes along with it that they can reference it? And you can include all of your like workbooks, or if you have an ebook or your cheat sheets and kind of your guides, you can put them in the course and kind of help them with your, it'll help supplement your group coaching program.
Oh, actually, I just had one question before I close. Typically, it takes how long from course creation, like from the outline to when you've launched? Mm-hmm. Like, what's the timeline it takes to create a course?
It really just depends on the person and how dedicated they are to kind of pull it together. I've heard of, for some people, oh, it took me, a year. I've heard of some people, I got it out in a week, So it really just depends. Me personally, I can do one in about a week right now. So that kind of just depends. And it really depends on what material they've already had developed. So a lot of the coaches that I've worked with in the past, they've been doing this for a while, or they have a lot of they've been speaking at conferences, or they have material where they've done like workshops that they can bring in and use in their online course. So they're not having to create everything from scratch. So it kind of just depends on the person, quite frankly.
And so now, before we wrap this up, I know I've asked several questions, but is there a question that I should have asked or something you wanted to speak about that I did not mention?
The only thing I would leave everybody with is, no matter where you are in your business or where you want to take your business, I just want everybody to know that don't give up. I can't even tell you how many people I've spoken to over the past few years that they're like, I wanted to give up, but I didn't give up. I'm so thankful that I didn't. And they just kept going. And their business doesn't look anything today like it did 3 or 4 years ago. That's the thing. You're going to continue to change. You're going to continue to evolve. You're going to continue to improve. You're going to add services or products to your portfolio. You might take them away. Just don't give up. Just continue to go.
Okay. Don't give up. The advice from Destiny Cook. So if you're listening to this and you're thinking, I'm just starting my business, it's not big enough, or you're thinking, I'm too big, I can't add a course, it will make my reputation or to make my premium not look so well. Destiny's advice is do it. If you have the idea, if there's a demand for it, if you can help someone, then take that step and create a course. Maybe you feel you don't have the tech skills for a video course, but Destiny just told us about audio courses. You've got a phone, you've got Zoom, the free version, if nothing else. Create that course, whether video format with slides and presentation or audio course, but you don't really have an excuse not to create your course. So please don't just listen to this podcast or watch this video and nod your head and go, I will create a course. Take a step. After you're done listening to this, start creating an outline for your course. Think about a course idea and start taking action. So, thanks for being on the podcast. Like, we've learned a lot from you on course creation. Thank you so
Thank you, Abby, for having me out. It was so much fun being here with you today.